घोरपि अवलिप्तस्य कार्य कार्य जानत उत्पत प्रतिपन्न पत्यागो योग दीयते। कृष्ण इज आंसर टोल्ड इन महाभारत, सुनो महाभारत देयर इन उद्योग पर्व। गुरुरपि अवलिप्तस्य एनी गुरु given up his line and now he is so much attached to home, he has opened
sense enjoyment.
What sense enjoyment, and he has no now intelligence to judge that what is good and what is bad, what is really bhajan and what is not really bhajan, and he has given up his Gurudev's line. Then he is not Guru. Actually, he should be given up, or instead of them, a pure Guru should be.
He has to reject it immediately.
जो व्यक्ति न्याय रहितम अन्याय ने चुनौ की जता उभव नरकम घोरम भजतर कालम अक्षयम। These gurus, if anyone is disciple of that guru, and that disciple is not giving up, even he is fallen his guru day, then both are gone to hell.
With conflict. Rajiv
Goswami has a commentary on this. If Guru has even not given up full line, but now his Vaishnava is basic.
His
envy.
His envy towards another Vaishnava.
And always criticize Vaishnava. And now he has charged with worldly desire. Then, now he is not Vaishnava. This is the job. At one, and then, a pure Guru should be done. Otherwise, he will have no transcendental love or soul. Never. Then, he will be like that if disciple is not fallen, even he will be like that. If a cow, and he is serving that cow, but that cow has no cough and no milk, and for me he was serving that cow, but now no milk, no cough, nothing, then what is the use of keeping cow? So that guru who is fallen, actually he cannot keep master.
Transcendental.
Transcendental bhakti. So, we should try to follow Jiva Goswami. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has given this. Srila Prabhupada has told like this. Himself, Swami Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji has also told so many times. I show only two slopes. There are separate. Do you want to develop your bhakti, Krishna bhakti, or you want only the relation with a fallen man or with a general person? What do you want? What is the aim and object of your life? Do you want bhakti or not? If you want bhakti, then follow me. And if you have worldly relation and attachment with any person, though he is fallen, even you want to continue, then this is worldly. Your bhakti cannot go. So you are intelligent enough to judge the light also, but a guide to be there. Because there are now so many persons who are fallen, and they again want to control and to have the same position as they were. And that is why their group is now going to make any
Ristic group
or but they cannot help themselves or us. They can. Anything? Any questions?
No.
devotees.
Louder,
please. You and Prabhupada's possession of contradiction.
Between yourself and Swami Prabhupada, there is no difference.
No contradiction.
Nothing. Never. And there is no difference. Swamiji has himself written in his letter, as there is no difference in opinion to my Gurudev or myself, he is writing. Similarly, there is no difference. This is the same relation between myself and my Gurudev. So this is the same relation between me and you, he has written. For any his disciple, he cannot write it. The truth, how much I glorify Swamiji, is any of these disciples never have glorified.
They don't know how they glorify.
They cannot glorify because they don't know all these things. How they can glorify? They can glorify their outer activities. Outer plus
inner.
Both.
What will be, like with myself, today? What will be my relationship with Srila Prabhupada then?
Oh, your Param Gurudev, very close relation. You will be more priya kasya.
Sevari.
Dear.
Than his disciple.
Like a grandson.
Like a grandson. He will take you in his lap and he will
tell you.
So much. He will sorry. His mercy to you.
So I will address him as my Param Guru.
Yes, certainly. Param Guru and Sikhya Guru both. Because you are taking Sikhya from his books and everything, his persons, so his Sikhya Guru also. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your Sikhya Guru also.
So 16 will you have sacrificed here?
Yes.
Okay.
We can do on the 16th.
Yes.
Actually also it's auspicious for the Chinese because that is also New Year, Chinese New Year.
No. 16.
Amavasya.
Good.
At that very good.
Yeah. I thought it is your birthday Gurudev because you were born Amavasya of February. We thought it was your birthday.
Already passed.
I was talking with the devotees, you know, some devotees. Maybe we can do, like, just a puja for Gurudev. But, for
I'm not hungry of that puja. I want that my all related persons should offer their pushpani in the lotus feet of Swami A.C. Bhakti Vedan and Guru Parampara. I want to start there. Transcendentally. I don't want to be a guru. Guru Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, really? He never initiated anyone. Only Guru Goswami to Guru Goswami. Mahaprabhu never initiated, but whole world accepts like this.
Gurudev, there is an allegation also that you are stealing Srila Prabhupada's disciples.
Yes. I'm taking the heart, distilling the heart of all devotees.
I told them that
I have come only to his own heart. My pockets are still not full, empty. So
I saw my room.
Today is Valentine's Day.
Today is Valentine's Day, Gurudev.
You can give your heart today.
Yes.
He stole a lot of hearts, Gurudev.
Because I have no self-interest. Never. I want to do mangalam bhavatu, kalyanam bhavatu, krishna bhaktir bhavatu.
Benefit everyone.
For their benefit, not for. I have given up my benefit and that is why from Vrindavan, doing bhajan, everything left hand can be here. Only for their benefit, not for myself. What can you give me? Nothing you can. What you will give something? Oh, $200, $300, $400, $500. Oh, we have to give money. And then we have to. And there are many soul devotees. They are suffering with so many that I don't need any. they fear that if he will take our disciples, our money will go. this is the fact. But I don't want.
But you told them, you can give your money to Islam, yes. And the heart you can give to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that. And you can also, you can give money to them, and your heart should be given to me. I will purify and I will offer to them. I don't need your money, your wealth, and this.
Gurudev, how should we relate with the Islam devotees?
Very humbly, very humbly. Don't criticize them. Like brothers, like in a family. What to tell them? Even to fishes, trees and creepers, all persons, we should treat them. And if anyone chanting anyhow, he is very near and dear. We should try to help them. Even they criticize him, they criticize. That's it.
But when they become a little bit offensive, Gurudev, what should we do?
Then you should keep your ears in your ear and go out. And if you are
qualified,
if you are strong in your siddhant, you can cut their whole argument.
One argument of Gurudev is that they are saying that the Narayan group is a Gopi Baba group and they are Sahajiyas.
Their father and forefathers are Sahajiyas. Because Swamiji Maharaj has written like this, his Gurudev Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati himself, Nain Manjari, his Gurudev Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he was Kamal Manjari. So all are in this group, Sahajiyas.
Gopi Baba.
So how is he convinced? They are himself in power. They don't understand, they never read, they never associate. How they can know this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked himself, Srimati Radhika, Sarup Damodar was Lalita. So all their fathers, forefathers, and all forefathers were like this. Swamiji himself has written that I want to be Manjari. And you can read.
The natural instruction.
Yes. Everybody has this in the regulated in
Upadesham Nitam Nishkarad instruction.
One regulative and another
spontaneous.
Spontaneous. Oh, spontaneous.
Raganuga.
This is Raganuga. They don't. Only they are selling books, distributing this. And most of the persons they keep in their pocket. And only 2-3% giving to the authority. How can they know all
these things? Every year when Srila Narayan Maharaj goes to Radhakund, there he very boldly he challenges all of the Sahajiya groups there, all these bogus Babajis who are practicing the so-called Siddha Pranali and everything. He is representing the pure line actually.
Krishna is absolute. Whatever in relationship to Krishna is the same as being Krishna itself. So why is there a special attachment towards being like a gopi?
What you are telling, this is no bhakti. This is like worldly desire. It is against bhakti. We should try to take shelter of any highest class of Vaishnava. And that most hard.
Can I have a question to Giriraj and other teachers?
With Bhagwan.
He was friend of Bhagwan.
Yes. No good society was there, association. We have no good finish association. Don't have five Vaishnava, five classes. We need to learn. Also it has been written in Shastra. The Guru is fallen down, I fall down. Quickly we should try to have a bona fide Guru. Otherwise, when you begin to chant or to do devotional activities, to whom you will do pranam? Like Abhyan Timirandhasta Jnana Yamasa, to whom you can do? There is no basis in it. To whom you will worship when you begin the worship of Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu? So, Guru Nishtha. Nishtha means?
Firm faith.
Firm faith to Guru is the backbone of bhajan and devotional in life. Understand? Backbone. If backbone is not here, then everything collapses. So, Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura, have you heard the name of Bhaktivinoda Thakura? Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī, Jīva Gosvāmī, and all of us acharyas, they have told us, don't waste your time. Quickly try to have a bona fide guru and bona fide association of Krishna, so that quickly we can develop. Otherwise, there is no sure when death will come. So, perhaps you have heard or not, Lakbhas Durlabham Idam Bahusham Bhavante Manushyam Arthatam Anityam Apihavira Purnam Jate Tanapatet Anumitya Javat Nise Chaya Vijaya Khamsar. There is no certainty that when death will come. And it is not guaranteed that after this birth he will be again human body. Nothing. And only in this life, human faith, we can chant, remember, and associate with high class of life. We can hear Harikatha, we can practice, otherwise not. So without a delay, we should try to make our life successful by having a real guru, a real Vaishnava, and to practice pure bhakti. Yes, try to hear all these things. Animals, hawks and pigs and dogs, can maintain their life very easily more than human beings. But they cannot have any good association. They cannot practice bhakti. We must try very early, as soon as possible, very quickly, we should try to have a bona fide Guru Vishnu and try to know. Perhaps, have you heard my name before? Before?
Yes.
Have you read the book of Saptarup Maharaj? The life of Sanyasi?
Yes,
biography of Prabhupada. Prabhupada will be
written. When there was no ISKCON, in 1946, I had opportunity to gain the association of that great personality, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Yogi Prabhupada. And from then, I'm suffering. He told me to personally, at the time of his departure from this world, he should help my devotees, to whom I could not find. He should give my disorder and give my also samadhi. Perhaps you know that I gave him samadhi. He served his whole life when there was no ISKCON, no devotee, no disciple, nothing. And that is why to carry his order I have come to help all the devotees, those who are now drawing, then going down. If the renounce order sannyasi more than 99% has fell down. So what to tell you? If there is no association, no harikatha, how a person can develop? He cannot develop in Krishna consciousness. And that is why I have come to help you all in any way and try to do me. If you want help, I can help you all. If no association, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha sarva shastra hai, no master. He also told, he called all Bhagavan Das, Samal Krishna Bhavananda and all Brahmananda Hansudur, Jayate, all he called from the little Maharaj, Narayan Maharaj. He is my bosom friend. I told that don't quarrel among yourself. So try to carry out the mission of your Gurudev. But I think that you may quarrel yourself for money and prestige. I'm sorry. Try to honor each other and thus free the whole world. Your wish of them, but they began to quarrel. Whenever honored any one of their will, God will. And that is why. So you should try to make your successful this life. They are ready to help you, and that is why he brought me and I came to this land.
Guruji, we have some belief and faith in the Vedic philosophy.
Never, you should be very wrong and like a disease, like cholera. It will not help, but it will ruin the whole process. This idea that there will be no guru in the line of Swamiji, it is quite wrong. And if it is so, that he was not yogi, that he cannot make any yogi cycle. And he accepted the line, and now we are going to give up of that line. Rishik is not any devotional name. Rishik means for one day, 2 days, first sacrifices, anyone can adopt, and next time is eaten. No rishik system in whole Vedas, Upanishads, in Vedanta, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have so many gurus, Patpardarshak guru. We have Shiksha guru, Diksha guru, Vatpardarshak guru. So many gurus. So why, what is the need of this rishik, bogus rishik, which is only for sacrifice? They may be learned of Veda, but they are no devotees, no relation from devotion. Rishik. So, we should not try go to watch the rishik system. Very bogus. At his lifetime he told that I am now sick, so my representative may go and on my behalf of they should not more than that. When I will be okay, I will come. So this system is. I know that the bogus persons
who has fallen down and went with any bogus lady here and there, and they took so much heavy wealth from this institution and they went away. Now they want again to control all. Being bogus, or as a repeat, they want to control an initiator to have the same position. But if they are like that, fallen down, attached so much, attached to ladies and all, how they can be rhythmic also? Does it know all the Vedas? Do they know? Never. They cannot help if they are attached to worldly wife and not wife, friend, girlfriend, not only one, two, three, four, five times. How they can help you? They can help you to make only girlfriends or boyfriends, not divorce. Never, never. So in Chaitanya Chaitanya, in all other books, we see that there is no place of respect in our system. Guru Parampara is there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami has told that this parampara will never die, will not stop. It won't. So we should think that we are all like a ghost family. Ghost family, you know? Ghost family. And we can accept anywhere, any devotee who is so high class of devotee. Moha. Basic are always attached to their family, not doing bhajan. How they can help others? How they can? If they are themselves fallen down, how they can? Never they can. So we should try to follow a line. We should pray to Krishna, Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, to Prabhupada, that plays the end. We are unconditionally surrendered. And then you will see that very quickly, Krishna will arrange everything. Don't doubt. In any epic, Chaitanya Chaitanya Srimad Bhagavat, anyone cannot show a word of like riddhi anywhere.
But they are asserting Guru Maharaj that Prabhupada, he can be the Guru Acharya for the next 10,000 years. And that, in fact, he said that it's only the first time that it seems that Prabhupada, since he did not assign anybody to be his successor, so...
No, Mahaprabhu never told that he is my successor. Rupa Sanatana never told that he is my successor. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati never told that he is my successor. But even it is going on, that they have never told that Sukhdev Swami is my successor. Had he told?
No.
But he accepted and he was given respect as a guru. Mahaprabhu had not declared anyone his successor. Has he declared? Never. So Damodara Ramananda, and after that Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they have never told like this. Never. But parampara is going on. Loknath Das Goswami never told that Narottam Thakur is my disciple. He became disciple and he accepted.
Well, Guru Maharaj, will somebody who has faith in Prabhupada for and not take any guru?
It is bogus thing, bogus idea.
They will
if there is
perfect.
No life guru, he is always there, but it is very hard to take darshan of. Only very qualified Uttamadhikari can have some link with him. Not we. He's transcendental. It has nothing to do with death and birth. But yet, like Krishna, if Krishna is there, what is the reason of making Guru? Why Narada made their Guru, Shishya, disciple? Why? Krishna was there. Krishna is more powerful than any of the Acharyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so much powerful himself, Radha and Krishna, he is so powerful. What is the use of making Guru? Why Ji Goswami, knowing all these things, made Rupa Goswami his Guru? Why Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur accepted Guru? Narottam Thakur? You know Narottam Thakur? Loknath Goswami was not willing to make his disciple. Anyhow, he was refused. But in the night, began to clear the stones, you know, perhaps. And so low class of services. And then he was bound to give, accept him like this.
There is an assertion, Guru Maharaj, that if one takes a reincarnation or another guru, then one will be accused of like a prostitute guru.
No, never. In the Shastra, it has been told that if anyone is giving up bona fide guru and very qualified guru, then he will have to go in such a hell that it will have to make new. But if there is bogus guru and he is giving up, there are lakhs and lakhs. I know that Swamiji Maharaj himself, he was in his first thought in his home of a home guru. I know.